USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of eastern Indiana, where police say a teenage shooting suspect is dead after a shooting incident at a middle school this morning. Police say no other students are wounded, but they haven't released many details surrounding the shooting at the Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. District officials earlier saying there had been an active shooter situation.
I do what I think is right.
The nation's first lady opens up about dealing with nonstop public scrutiny and criticism, saying the media should, in her words, focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense.
I know I will get the criticism, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
The first lady was speaking there yesterday to Sean Hannity on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Three people trapped since Saturday in an abandoned coal mine in West Virginia have been found and brought to safety. One of them was found Monday and able to tell officials where the others might have been. Reports are the group was looking to scavenge copper wire when they got lost. A better-than-expected report on initial claims for jobless benefits showing last week they dropped to 206,000. The list of inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class released today, and this year's selections include a wide variety of performers.
The way she had said the color of her hair.
That's the classic British band The Zombies, one of the bands to make this year's list, also including Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and Janet Jackson. They'll be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame at an official ceremony on March 29th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen getting 3 years in federal prison, and his lawyer weighs in on it. Here's a report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You'll see Mr. Cohen cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
You're listening to Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, as his client sentenced in New York to 3 years in federal prison.
He has a hard road, quite frankly, with me when I first decided whether to represent him, to convince me that he has genuinely changed and been transformed.
Davis says Cohen, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump.
Michael Cohen has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million for lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohen arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th.
And Rolling Stone guitarist Keith Richards says he's cut down on his drinking, almost cutting it out altogether. He's getting ready to join the Rolling Stones on their North American tour that starts in April in Miami. He says he still has an occasional glass of wine or a beer, but the 74-year-old says about a year ago he just got fed up with drinking. Remember, you can find us online, our redesigned websites at usaradio.com for USA Radio.